You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve with Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola. All right, Matt, you understand how this year game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. Today, you have your choice of one of three stories. Today, we offer you the wonderful world of drugs. We have Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally today, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Let's do Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
All right, we go to the fine state of Minnesota. That's where a 36-year-old Eagle Lake woman faces multiple charges after hitting a man in the back of the head with something. The officers were dispatched to the home Wednesday after someone called 911 and said he was in need of assistance. And dispatchers heard loud yelling in the background. Now, when they arrived, officers attempted to arrest one Natalie Broomer, who was staying at the residence. Now, the victim told officers that Broomer began hitting him and spitting in his face while they were driving home. Once they got home, she hit him in the back of the head with something unusual, and officers noted that there was evidence supporting his claim. Now, as officers attempted to arrest Broomer, she became aggressive, pulled her hands away, and when police attempted to handcuff her, she started kicking her legs around. But she was eventually subdued and arrested. Now, the question is, what did this lovely young woman slam into the back of the victim's head? Was it a bottle of Pepsi? Was it a can of beer? Was it a skillet? Or was it a whole chicken? So bottle, can, skillet, or chicken?
Ted, what are you thinking?
Let's see. Minnesota.
Minnesota, yeah.
You didn't say what day of the week it was, did you?
Wednesday. I don't even know why you're asking, but it was in fact a Wednesday in Eagle Lake, Minnesota.
That's chicken, dude.
Chicken.
Chicken.
Okay.
Well, if it was a Friday or Saturday, I would have said can of beer.
Matt, here's my theory on this one. Maybe they had all these things. Mm-hmm. Maybe they went to the grocery store. She's beating them in the head on the way home. But either way, when they get there, they got the Pepsi, they got the beer, they got a skillet to make that chicken. Now you got that hard-ass chicken and a skillet, I mean. So I think it's skillet to the back of the head. That's why this is newsworthy.
I'm thinking skillet as well.
Skillet.
Okay. Could have been frozen chicken, dude.
What did she smack him in the back of the head with? Was it a bottle of Pepsi, a can of beer, a skillet, or chicken? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Categories, hit me with your best shot on profile. This we got a Minnesota where a woman was hitting her boyfriend in the back of the head on the way home in the car with whatever she had, her open hand, whatever the deal is. They get back home and then she hits him with something a little bit more substantial. So the question is, what did she hit him in the back of the head with? A bottle of Pepsi, a can of beer, a skillet, or chicken?
And Matt, that is a question that we posed to you. I will say this, sifting through the YouTube comments there, it's pretty much split 50-50 between skillet and chicken. That is what everyone has narrowed down to, including you three gentlemen. Matt and Miles went with skillet. D. Ted Smith went with chicken because it's a Wednesday in Minnesota.
Correct. Hmm? Not beer day.
Not beer day. So Matt, you and Miles incorrect with skillet.
No.
That leaves D. Ted Smith with the Chicken Wednesday. And oddly,
how did you know that?
You are correct.
Why would you hit someone in the back of the head with chicken?
I don't know.
Was the chicken frozen?
Why did it matter that it was a Wednesday?
Well, I took away beer can because it's Wednesday.
But it was a Pepsi can, a Coke can, a skillet.
No, I thought it was a Pepsi bottle or
Pepsi
a can
bottle,
of beer.
Coke, no, Coke can.
Oh.
I may have said beer by accident.
Okay, so I wrote can of beer.
Me too.
Then I probably said beer.
Thus, I was like, it's a Wednesday. Can't imagine you getting hammered on a Wednesday. Seems a little loose.
It is Minnesota, though.
Right, and then I just said chicken. And then once I got in a fight with my brother, and I assaulted him with chicken.
Did you?
In the street.
Was it a Wednesday?
What did you hit him with?
It started in the house. We were both around that age. He was old enough. I think my dad thought I was old enough, and he said, all right, we'll just take it outside. I had a piece of this chicken with me, and I threw it at him.
Did you hit him?
I did. And we got back inside, and then he was a little bit stronger than I was at that point in my life.
Yep.
And, I
was that your piece of chicken? Did you lose the chicken?
Oh, yeah. I lost a lot of chicken and some rice.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it sounds terrible. Yeah, we had chicken and rice and ended in a fight.
I'd be like, I'm going to eat first, or I'm going to throw a punch, but I'm not losing my food.
As a person who cooks, I'd be like, I am absolutely disgusting.
Yes.
I've been working on this for an hour and a half. Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, Miles, your choices today.
Your choices, Jesus.
You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Colbert.
Stephen.
Or Ted Smith?
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The title: all these guys have teams, the talents, writers, something come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine: is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a the Ted Smith original?
A poll found that 70% of Americans rely on their gut when making a lot of life's big decisions, which is a new high mark thanks to the Dad Bod.
Fallon,
Ted Smith.
Smith.
Nice. Got one.
Thanks for the double clap.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, start off strong.
Two claps.
Authorities in Massachusetts recently arrested two people who allegedly stole more than $2,000 worth of clothing from a TJ Maxx store. So, all of it?
Myers.
Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
Authorities in Massachusetts recently arrested two people who allegedly stole more than $2,000 worth of clothing from a TJ Maxx store. So, all of it?
Not a huge TJ Maxx guy, but this time of year I start going. You can find some good decorations.
You find a coat, you can find a frying pan. You find all kinds of weird stuff.
Just going for decorations.
Oh.
Are they the ones that the fashionistas?
They're kind of like
fashionistas.
Ross.
That's TJ Maxx. Was this Marshall's or TJ Maxx?
TJ Maxx,
this
man.
Is TJ Maxx.
You said can of beer. I'm talking about TJ Maxx.
I know.
Apple is expected to announce a slimmer model of the iPhone called the iPhone Air, which is better than the original name, Foam Zempic.
That's pretty good.
Fallon? That's Fallon.
Apple is expected to announce an all-new slimmer model of the iPhone called the iPhone Air, which is better than its original name, Phone Zempic.
About time that fat ass phone lost some weight.
Slip down, damn it, you're embarrassing me.
Looking chunky. Actor Charlie Sheen is set to release his new memoir, though there's a good chance what you already know about Charlie Sheen is more than he remembers.
I'll say Fallon again.
Seth Meyers.
Actor Charlie Sheen is set to release his new memoir, though there's a good chance that what you already know about Charlie Sheen is more than he remembers.
Spoiler alert, he does crack and has had sex with men.
Yeah, I mean. Says he's been celibate for 8 years.
What?
That's what he says.
Okay, I can tell you I've been celibate for 17. That means nothing. Mm-hmm.
The
first 8 years of his life.
Yeah, what 8 years? Been celibate.
Charlie Sheen also was notoriously sober for years and would go on shows and talk about it, but clearly wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Tiger Blood years, he was completely effed up.
He was winning. Before that.
He was winning.
And then I think by the time he got to that Tiger Blood stuff, like, he would take drug tests, because I think he was so far.
Yeah, he was off the
You
rails.
Could be manic, you know what I mean? Like, you ever met a meth head? They could still be awfully methy, even if they might not be high at that moment.
Right.
All right, speaking of slim iPhones, it's kind of interesting. Heaviest mascot. All right, somebody actually went and figured out the weight. So I'm not talking about, like, Blitz himself and what that guy weighs.
All right.
The actual mascot.
The outfit they're wearing.
Like, the name, the nickname.
I got to imagine, so... The weight of the being that they are. So the way I'm going here the Colorado Rockies mascot is a dinosaur. So that's going to weigh a lot.
Right. The Grimace Correct. Is better than
Just
the hamburger.
NFL.
Bigger than
but
hamburger.
No. Just think NFL. Of like the team name. All so right. The Seahawk obviously is a bird or an eagle. Yeah. They are kind of the lightest ones. What do you think the heaviest one is?
It's a giant. Does this include college?
Nope, just NFL.
Okay, just NFL.
This is, okay, in Giants. Theory. That's not bad.
Giants.
Jets.
Ooh, Jets are pretty big. Yeah.
So Jet was the top of the list. It's an actual airplane. They estimated around 110,000 pounds. Now, the Giants are second because a literal giant would apparently weigh 20,000 pounds.
Okay, let me think about the third one.
Let's see here. Well, bears are big.
Yeah, but just
Broncos
Lions,
are big.
You got bears, you got Broncos. Yeah. The birds are going to be the lightest, right. I assume.
Saints are going to be a person.
Titans. Are the Titans third?
Titans. Third. Mythical right. Titan. Apparently right. tops out okay. at 10,000 right. pounds.
Okay. So Giants are bigger than Titans.
Correct.
That does seem counterintuitive, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like Titan is next step up from Giant.
I thought it was like, you know, like you had the gods, and then you had Titans, and
right.
then maybe the time. Well,
in Greek mythology, that was it.
It doesn't mean they were heavy, Mike. Eh, all right, maybe fair. The Titans were slim, and well, the Giants have dad bods.
They're being a little specific here, right? Because, like, the Texans are high on the list, but it's not because a Texan, like a person.
Yeah,
it's because their logo is a bull.
Okay. Huh. But also the people.
Well, Packers are full
well,
of cheese.
If we're going there, then I would go Bears next after that.
Ooh, but it'd be the Buffalo Bison.
The Bears.
Yeah.
The American Bison that represents the Buffalo Bills. He's around 2,000 pounds. Panthers, Bengals, Colts, Dolphins.
Jaguars?
They're just kind of rounding out.
Yeah.
The heaviest of the humans would be the Oakland Raider, since he wears armor. They say
so it's the lightest.
Not the Vikings? I would think Cardinals.
So it's the smallest bird? Yeah, Cardinals. That's it. Right. That's it. It's got to be it.
Maybe Saints because they're angels?
No, you're right. It was the Cardinal. He's only 1.5 ounces.
Bitch.
And then they say the final spot goes to the Chargers because the lightning bolt weighs nothing.
Oh,
that's fair.
Yeah, good call.
Again, they're kind of...
I mean, right. If you're going to break it down, they're not wrong.
Like, I'd like to see the actual weight of the mascot, right?
How but much also, weight is Blitz carrying versus someone else?
What's also weird, though, too, is like the Syracuse Orangeman. Otto is his name.
Orangeman.
Right, but he's mostly like...
He's just round.
Correct, but he looks like he'd weigh a lot.
Right.
I mean, this is going to keep me up all night.
Like the Philly Fanatic. Just bigger carriage.
Yeah, Philly Fanatic would make a lot of sense.
Do you think the Fanatic weighs more than Gritty?
I don't know, but again, I showed you guys a few weeks ago. There is a video of Gritty throwing, what do you call little axes?
Hatchets.
It is disturbing how accurate he is.
Really?
The guy must do this.
Don't ever Gritty.
In his own time. But when you see Gritty and he is just laughing and he's throwing them from like 60, 70 yards, you're just like, oh my God.
Gritty's a killer.
Gritty, if it came down to it, Gritty could hurt you.
I could hit a gnat between the eyes at 50 yards.
Right. My name's Gritty, bitch.
He could be a villain in a horror movie, Gritty.
Gritty?
You damn right.
100%.
Like if, you know, somebody's just trapped in Philly's ice rink, whatever it is, and Gritty's just out there and he's security. He's going to kill everybody on site.
Gritty's looking for you.
That's right.
Well, Gritty's, I think most mascots, if they showed up
on... Grit has hit the fan.
If they showed up on your front door...
You've been spared gritless, scared gritless.
You'd be like, oh, sweet, a mascot.
Eat some grit, right.
You get a knock on your door and you're nowhere in the Philly, Delaware, New Jersey area, and it's just Gritty standing there, I'm going to be scared.
I'm here to serve you a grit sandwich.
And yeah. He just keeps that face, too, that crazy face.
Eat your grits.
I will say, though, one of the greatest days of my life, I randomly met KC Wolf on the street.
Nice. Nice.
The Kansas City Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
How did you just randomly run into the mascot for the Kansas City Chiefs?
I think the NFL was doing the summertime.
Good question, man.
Like a bunch of fans were getting together and there was mascots in town and I think they were at a bar in my neighborhood. Yeah,
I saw Casey rolled by. It was like,
you just watched him walk down the street.
He was walking down the street with his handler and I just went, hang on!
Casey Wolf!
Did you know his name?
Yeah, I do. It was Casey Wolf.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you scream that?
I mean, it literally happened like that. Hang on! Casey Wolf, I need a photo.
Casey Wolf!
Been talking about people leaving SNL. Well, here's some good news. People returning to SNL, which comes back on October 4th for its season 51. Kenan Thompson's back.
Of course he's back.
Because he's got nothing else to do.
Again, he's the longest tenure guy ever. I think he gets to decide when he wants to leave.
I guess. I mean, Jesus, dude, you've been there forever.
Do you know any of the names? You never know any of the new people. So is it one of those blank sheets again where you're like, they might have hired 8 people, but we just haven't heard of them yet?
Well, the one comedian I brought up last week, the black dude, he's on Kill Tony all the time. I've seen him. Can't think of his name right now that you bring it up. But, like, Kenan Thompson's back.
Cam Jordan?
What's that?
Cam Jordan, is that his name?
Man, I know his name is Cam. I am not positive it's Jordan.
I know the chick on tires because I watched that.
Chloe Fineman's back. Right. Bowen Yang. Mikey Day's back there. Marcelo Hernandez. Sarah Sherman's there. I always screw up her name. Ego?
Yeah, Ego.
Ego, yeah. She's very funny. Michael Che and Colin Jost are back to write and host Weekend Update. So you'll have some of the standards there and whatever. I mean, it's hard to tell because you get so used to, especially Weekend Update makes their people have characters
absolutely
that you're used to. But overall, it really just depends on the writing to me that makes SNL. I mean, there's always going to be outliers like Will Ferrell or Farley who just kind of made every skit funny.
Yeah,
is it just the way they are?
I don't know. I think Mikey Day does a great job as far as the people you said that are staying. Kenan, you know exactly what he's going to do.
Ooh-wee.
I know people love Bowen Yang. I think he's the unfunniest person on there. I don't dislike him, but he just, for me personally, he rarely brings anything.
He does the same
to the skit. You know, that's all.
Person every time.
And look, I'm criticizing as an armchair quarterback, but it's like, for my money.
Yeah, just what you
like
think
I said, I always thought Heidi Gardner did a great job, because whatever role you put her in, she would kind of like Kate McKinnon. She would absolutely oversell it, but to me, that's what made it funny.
Yeah. Bowen Yang can...
If you give him good lines...
But right, sometimes he always has at least a couple skits a year. I'm just like, God damn, he's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. What are you going to watch tonight? You know what, tonight? I'm going to give you a little...
My neighbors.
A little late night viewing. Jimmy Kimmel is going to have on the Emmy host and comedian and a favorite of Miles and I, Nate Bargatze.
Oh, yeah, sweet. Thank you, Toby. Appreciate you listening to the Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. After 108 long years, a Texas family finally gives birth to a little baby girl. Meanwhile, because he didn't bring drugs to watch football, a man shoots his roommate, named Earl. Missouri restaurant cops, dog's last giant steak of a meal. A prankster ringing a door turned out to be what they call a land-based eel. And a dental assistant is rewarded $34,000 because her coworker gave her an eye roll.
Yeah!
I want that gig, and it's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We're going to St. Louis, where party favors are a must. Officers were called to a local home on reports of a shooting. Turns out the two men were attending a college football watch party and got themselves into an altercation that eventually spilled outside. Heated words continued to fly between the two before one pulled a gun and shot the other, prompting the call to the authorities. When questioned, he claimed the shooting was an accident, though the heated exchange was long overdue, as this was the final straw following a long, frustrating buildup between the roommates. The altercation began when the victim made the fatal mistake of forgetting to bring drugs to the party.
Drugs!
Well, do we know the game and the drugs involved?
That's a fair call, but no.
And where was this at?
This was in St. Louis.
Oh, dude, that was the border war. That's Missouri and Kansas. That's big games. Gonna need drugs for that
one.
You
need the drugs.
Gonna have to have drugs for the border war.
What drugs are we bringing, Ted?
I mean, I would probably bring weed, but you know, I could watch that game on a mushroom.
That guy definitely needed weed.
Yeah.
He's now currently being held without bond, so he's gonna have to go a little bit longer without his weed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Damn, shot the dudes. He didn't bring the drugs.
Yeah, the drugs.
Brilliant.
To Bavaria for another mystery solved. Miles brought this one up earlier today as well. Authorities were called to a local home on reports of relentless ding-dong ditchers. The homeowners understand childish pranks, but when the assault continues beyond 10 p.m., enough is enough. Officers arrived and found no sign of any mischievous children around, but did manage to find the culprit, a slug that they found traversing the doorbell. I liked how they gave the Bavarian the German word for slug, Nacktschnecke. In the story that I read.
I bet you did like that.
I'm doing the Duolingo and I'm starting to learn a little bit of German, and so this one caught my eye because I knew that Schnecke was actually the word for snail.
All right.
And so I was like, what is the how's this correlate? They call it a naked snail.
A naked
snail. That makes sense. They call it a naked snail.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
We have plenty of those here.
A slug is just a snail without a home.
Okay. Yeah, a homeless one.
Homeless
snail. Unhoused.
You get a dollar for a sando.
Get it. Find a shell, buddy. Find a shell. Take your sign and go find a shell.
Get a shell.
Stop ringing my doorbell.
You spare a few bucks, sir?
Yeah. No.
It's got to be one of those things.
They're out there.
Where you just pressed all the buttons at once. That's slug, right? He's just got to be hit.
Yeah, instead of went over whatever the electronics are, and it takes them forever.
Yes.
Right, because it moves slow, so I guess everyone's doorbell rang. Everyone opens the door. There's no one there, but everyone freaked out, called the cops. When the cops got there, they said, man, there's no one here. So they finally kind of dismantled it, looked, and they said, there's the problem, dude. Yeah. There's the slug.
Well, like, you know, a hermit crab. They always pick the same kind of shell.
Sure. Yeah.
But you never see those shells without a hermit crab in them.
Yeah.
It's like a car dealership.
Yeah.
That's where they go.
Slug, you never see that shell. Laying around, like they just can't find a shell.
Yeah, like, oh, you're a hermit crab? That's right. Man. You want to go to,
you go down there's a fleet of shells just waiting.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's how it works.
It's not like a housing development?
No, because they're too mobile. It's like buying a mobile home.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to stay here. Come on, Mike.
The Polsbo RV for hermit crabs.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Odd story out of the UK as a battle between receptionists turn awkward. This is a weird story. A woman took her former employer to court on charges of a hostile work environment following actions from her colleague. The woman worked at a dental clinic in the area, and due to her arthritis, she was moved over to the reception desk, where she was in a shift rotation with another woman. For whatever reason, her new receptionist compatriot was less than accommodating of her arrival, reportedly ignoring her on several occasions, and even Miles rolled her eyes when she spoke.
Yes.
But things escalated when she started refusing to end her shift when the ailing employee came for her shift. Like, there was some days where she said, okay, I'm ready to take over, and she just wouldn't yield. She'd just stay there, right?
See, so, you would not have that problem with me.
Okay, bye. She brought up the issue with the boss, who said that he would have a talk with the colleague, but that never happened. When the woman was incorrectly paid for her time, she quit, saying that that was the final straw. She pleaded her case in court, and the judge awarded her $25,000 for the trouble.
£25,000?
Yeah.
Damn. Which is 34,000 American.
Yeah.
That's pretty good payday.
So there you go. That's not bad. Because
it does not work like that.
Because you,
dude, he stabbed me with a fork.
Yeah, well, we'll talk it out.
Right. What did you say to him before he stabbed you with the fork?
Right. Exactly. She's also from, I believe, India.
Right.
She was a dentist there.
Yes.
And she's waiting to get certified to practice.
In the UK.
In the UK.
Correct.
So I think her point was like, you're just a dental hygienist. I'm an actual dentist. I'm better than you. Don't tell me what to do. That kind of mentality.
I think you got that reversed.
No, the woman who got fined, who was responsible for the fine, the older woman was having, who got desk duty.
Okay, she was an actual dentist and she was making
No, she was a dental hygienist.
Right.
So the woman who came in who was giving her the business, rolling her eyes.
Yeah.
She was an actual dentist. The reason she was rolling her eyes is because you're wrong about this.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha. While witnessing a street can be fun, seeing one broken can bring some great relief. Which is what happened in Texas. A local firefighter welcomed his baby girl into the world recently, but the news was made has made local headlines because it's the first girl born in his lineage since 1917. Since his great aunt was born over 100 years ago, no girl has been born bearing his name until now.
I'm not paying for the wedding.
Yeah.
We haven't done that in 100 years.
But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Missouri, where a little compassion goes a long way. Employees at a local restaurant were left heartbroken when a man came in requesting the biggest, most perfectly cooked steak that they could put together that was meant for his dog, Bella, who he was trying to give the finest final hours before saying goodbye. They asked what size that she would want, which she refused, not sure what she would actually eat other than the steak. When he got his bag of food, you can imagine how moved he was when he discovered that not only was his entire meal comped and cooked to perfection, but the entire staff wrote and signed a card as well as came out to offer their condolences.
Meanwhile, the dog's like, I said medium rare, bitch.
My dog, yeah. You got it. Where's the salt?
Where's the A1?
Jeez, a Wes.
You got the mint jelly. I
said bone in, ribeye. Men's room sports. The Mariners caught a rally late in the game last night to take the Cardinals 4-2. Well done, boys.
Okay.
Game two of that series will be up on shortly over en route. As far as your weather, should be a rinse and repeat of yesterday. Mostly clear skies, cooling things down there to the high 50s. And tomorrow we should have a comfortable, partly cloudy skies with a high right there in the low 70s. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Hey, sir. Thank you for checking out your YouTube channel, KISW Rock. We appreciate it. Lovely Jolene's coming up next.
All right. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
The bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.